everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Got to thank Adam Carolla for coming by. He's calling us up. Very, very funny guy.
Adam Carolla's funny.
So that's my daughter. What did she say?
Adam Carolla's funny.
Yes. My daughter also is now doing jokes. And she's starting off slow with some knock-knock jokes. And I think she, by 7 or 8, I think she might be doing the Leno show. But here's my daughter's first joke that I taught her. Here we go. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Boo.
Boo-hoo.
Oh, don't cry.
Oh, this is a boo-hoo. Ah, ha, 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 ha. Ah, ha, 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 ha. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Boo.
Boo-hoo.
Oh, don't cry.
Ah,
this is...
Oh my God.
At the end, she goes, it's because this is boo hoo. Ah, man, it's the best.
Dad, can I have some money?
Yeah, you can have some money, baby. Get some DVDs or whatever you do with it. All right. don't forget, folks, to sign up for the biggest big commerce event. It's going on a week from last night. It'll be next Thursday, January 15th. And you got to sign up on the website. A lot of people have been emailing us saying, hey, can I slide in there? And now you really got to sign up on the website.
Thank you, point, Dad.
I'm getting to the point, Sophia, please. In order to get yourself a seat, go to 971fmtalk.com. 971fmtalk.com. Sign up for the tournament. And I think we're picking all the winners or the contestants on Tuesday morning or Monday night or Tuesday morning. So check your email box, and don't sign up more than once, folks. I think they get pissed off about that, and I think they eliminate your name. So please don't make that mistake. But sign up, and it'll be 8 o'clock Thursday, January 15th. We'll all be there. Gina Grad, you're going to be down there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I picked out a dress today.
You're not going to wear this getup down there, are you?
No.
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 What's going on with you? Are you retiring to Boca?
This is my Miami outfit, but only if I'm 80. I'm wearing red velour pants and a black zip-up.
Yeah, it's over,
Jesus
huh?
Jesus Christ.
Into effort, huh?
Yep.
Complete effort.
Yep.
I remember when you first started here, you actually wore a dress.
I did. Yeah. I wore a dress on my first night. Yeah. Yeah. I could wear that again. I just don't think anybody cares.
Now you're dressing up that. Like Malibu Dan.
Well,
the Uggs.
Ironically, I was enjoying a day today in the one place in L.A. that you want to tear down and take away from me, which was
Beverly Center?
Griffith Park.
Griffith Park?
Yeah.
What are you doing up there?
I was hiking because that's what I enjoy, Griffith Park. I enjoy the vibe. I was up there for 2.5 hours.
How many syringes did you see?
None.
How many condoms?
Two.
Jesus Christ.
That's a light day for you up there. Yeah. Rain must have washed them all into the L.A. River.
Yeah, it was quite clear, so I'm sure it rained.
Okay. All right. But sign up for the tournament, 971fmtalk.com. And Randy will be down there. Also, Frank Kramer will be there.
Frank Kramer here.
My daughter walks around doing that all day long. She goes, Frank Kramer here.
Frank Kramer here.
She does it better than Frank.
Frank Kramer here.
Frank Crane will be there. Also, Teresa Strasser will be there as well. So, come on down. Even if you don't get selected, come on down anyway and just hang and drink with us and, eat some food.
Hey, Tim.
Yes.
You know what's really funny about, Sophie's laugh after the knock-knock joke?
Hmm.
That's how you laugh when you're being dismissive. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha.
All right, we're going to do the news with Gina Grad here, everybody.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
I get along with Gina. I mean, I'm not a huge fan.
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
News time.
It's never not funny. Well, he was a huge fan the other night.
Yes.
The other morning when they were
they talked about you.
Talking about the, yeah.
Yeah, we talked about on the Carolla show. He comes on from 5 to 10 every morning. And Teresa Strasser and Gina Grad are BFFs?
Besties.
Yeah, besties.
Yeah.
And they go out for French fries and wine. Yeah. That's what you eat, right?
Well, that's how it started, but we've advanced to actual meals. But
that's
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, you load it in there. You could do it in there. I'm too tired to do it. but Randy Wang's going to play it for you here. This is Teresa Strasser and Adam Carolla talking about Gina Grad on their show. All right? I mean, that's unbelievable.
Well, do you know what Twitter is? They were talking about Twitter, which I think is a sort of an IM thing, like a new age, you know, way to communicate, and it's all fancy.
It's like the status thing on Facebook, but that's the whole website, is you updating your status.
Yeah, so that's, I think that's kind of what got them going.
Ah, okay.
That's what they were telling.
All right, here's Teresa and Adam talking about Gina Grad, everybody.
Well, a lot of times you're updating people on how great your life is, and that's where I think it bothers me, because I'm jealous. For example, Gina Grad, who works here at the Mother Station, she works on the show at night and sort of does what I do, and is
boobs.
She has giant boobs, and she's one of my new BFFs.
Mm-hmm.
So on Facebook, I get an update on her New Year's Eve, and she uploads pictures. So by New Year's Day, there's already pictures of the New Year's Eve festivities, you know, back in Brooklyn with her girlfriends. They're having a great time. They've got their you know, winter hats and their scarves, and they're out smiling. Meanwhile, on New Year's, I'm watching a documentary about Goebbels. Okay, because I party like it's 1939.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got to see her out having a great old time.
Now, can I ask this?
Leave my house?
Are these people narcissists? Are we just bitter and old?
I think a combination of, well, except for the old, combination of both.
Okay.
Yeah, I think, or maybe private. Mm. I don't know if I necessarily need everyone to know anything I'm doing, and I'm not doing anything that interesting.
Yeah, I agree. But neither are the people that are Twittering, so.
But there is something kind of nice about knowing what they're doing.
Do we need more interaction? I guess that's my question. A more electronically based interaction.
Well, sometimes it can lead to real interaction. For example, the aforementioned Gina started instant messaging me on Facebook. Ooh. So we had an entire conversation. We actually sort of had a deep conversation the night before, you know, coming back to work and having like back to school jitters and what do we want for ourselves for the future. I mean, it was a real exchange.
All right. When she tosses a shot of those jugs up on Twitter, you call. Tell then.
There's no such thing as a picture of her without jugs. I mean, it would have to be.
There you go.
Randy, please.
Yeah.
Christ almighty, when I said it's over, it's over. That's it is odd also that that you do feel like I think it was an insult, like you feel compelled to like show everybody.
Well, in my defense,
how great things are going.
In my defense, I am too lazy and too stupid to upload my own pictures. So if you're into the Facebook world, I was quote unquote tagged in all of those pictures. I haven't uploaded anything, but I would never, far be it for me to argue with the beautiful and great Teresa Strasser.
See,
so
okay.
I'll let her take her pot shots, and I didn't upload anything.
But your friends did, and they ended up on your site.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, you've been tagged, standing upside
please.
Down on
the tagged and the and the I wrote on his board and sending people drinks and stuff like that. Facebook is a nightmare.
Yeah, sending mocktails.
When I see somebody who said so and so wants to be a friend of yours on Facebook, I don't even read the person's name. I just go delete.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I who needs all of that?
Yeah.
What do you
I check
like,
to see who the other friends are.
Oh, what do you need, like 900 people in your life? Then that's all you do all day.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, you're
it
on that
It
locks
you down. And I don't know if you heard Bald Brian, but he referred to it at one point under his breath as shame book.
That's what it is.
Yeah, totally.
All right, what's going on with the news there, Gina?
Well, leading the news tonight, the Chicago Tribune reported today that in a historic vote, the Illinois House has impeached Governor Rod Blagojevich.
Mm, so long.
Yep, directing the Senate to put the state's 40th chief executive on trial with the goal of removing him from office. The vote by the House was 114-1 and marks the first time in the state's 190-year history that a governor has been impeached despite Illinois' long-standing reputation for political corruption. And just in case you're wondering, Blagojevich's spokesperson said the
What's
governor...
What's his name again?
Blagojevich. He won't be resigning, thank you
he
very
won't
much.
Be.
No.
Good.
No.
He hasn't gotten the message?
No.
It's time to press on?
Not so much.
114-1 They should also take the one guy who voted no and impeach him, too. All of them should go.
Yeah.
But, if he gets thrown in jail, they said the chances are pretty good that his cell might be right next to Governor Ryan's cell.
Governor Ryan?
Yeah, Governor Ryan, the ex-governor of the state of Illinois, is currently in jail. And they might be sitting next to each other in jail.
What happened to Chicago?
I don't know. How much more stimulation do you need?
Yeah.
You're the governor of a state, and yet you still have to have the side action on selling the Senate seat?
Yeah.
you know, that's not enough stimulation. The bodyguards, the secret, you know, the security, the limos, the lunches, the dinners.
The flying to the office every day because you don't live at the governor's mansion.
Yeah. Yeah. Meeting people, meeting, you know, dignitaries, you know, looking over and signing crap and vetoing other stuff.
And, oh, I don't know, trying to make a corrupt state look good.
Yeah, right. And, you know, you want to get a table at, I don't know, Chicago's finest rib joint. Or a steakhouse, and you call up and you're the governor of the state.
Done.
Slide you right in.
Yep.
There you go. But he needed more. He was a gambler. He needed more action.
Now, what are the odds that if there's a trial, someone will plead on his behalf insanity?
They must. They
absolutely. I mean, he's nuts. It could work.
Yeah, he's completely effing nuts. But he's not getting the message. He thinks he's cool. He thinks he's going to skate. 114 people said, we want your ass out. Then it goes to the Senate, and they'll all vote probably unanimously. And then the Supreme Court judge of the state of Illinois will throw his fake hair and his ass out of the office. And you know what? And if he decides that he doesn't want to leave the office or the governor's mansion, the sheriff will come in, they will handcuff him or remove him physically from his house.
Like the repo guy.
And throw him out onto the street.
Wouldn't you love to have an interview with the guy who was the number one, 114 to 1. Wouldn't you just like to hear what he had to say, what his motives
were? He's an idiot. He's one of these guys, extreme liberal from Chicago. I think his name is Richardson or something. And he is a complete mess himself. He's probably, you know, anytime somebody votes no, there's 114 people voted yes, and you don't see it that way. You're doing it because you're a contrarian, and you want your name out there, and you're a narcissist. And he's just a complete a-hole as well. There's a lot of a-holes in the state of Illinois in politics. All right, what else is going on in the news there, Gina?
Well, there's a little bit of good news for American troops in Iraq, if not just for about 24 hours.
Nice.
The Associated Press announced today that the troops will be allowed to drink beer while watching this year's Super Bowl without fear of a court-martial.
Yeah, look at that.
Isn't that nice? In what is sure to be a major morale boost, the top U.S. commander in Iraq issued a waiver Wednesday to a strict military ban on drinking alcohol in a combat zone. Troops will gather in dining halls on military bases around the country to watch the game, but are warned that the consumption of alcohol will be limited to February 1st and 2nd, and service members can only have 2 12-ounce beers each.
2 12-ounce beers.
Would you just say, you know what, no thanks at this point, I'm good.
But wouldn't you, I mean, there's a lot of guys there that will take the beers, but they don't drink, and there'll be one guy who has 52. You know, he's got to drive a tank the next day. But it's a real insult to these guys that, you know, they're kicking ass, they're, you know, and by the way, Can the 18, 19, and 20-year-olds drink?
God, I hope so.
I mean, can you imagine that?
Yeah.
You know, you're 18, 19, 20 years old in Iraq fighting for your country, and you go to grab a cold one after after you got back from a convoy.
Not so fast.
From, Saddam Hussein Airport. Yeah. And you can't have yourself a beer.
He'll have
Jesus
no duels. But, you know, once you're flying, when you're in a plane, there are no rules about how old you are. I was, you know, 16 and flew internationally.
Oh, there are rules.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Especially, I think it's the country you're going to.
Oh.
Or the country, like, you can't be going to the United States and get hammered at 16.
I don't think flying into O'Hare.
I don't know. Maybe that's, I don't know. Maybe
I thought you
maybe
could.
The
I
rules.
Thought all bets were off.
I saw a sign today, and it's on Santa Monica Boulevard. It always bothers me because it's the how many people have died from cigarettes.
Right.
You know, it's if you're eastbound on Santa Monica Boulevard right after the 405, it's on the right-hand side. And so far, there's 10,541 people have died from cigarettes in the United States this year, since January 1st.
Oh.
What they don't tell you on that sign is how many lives cigarettes have saved, where a guy who comes home, he is furious, he's about to punch out the wife and kill the kids, and he lights up a cigarette and sits down and takes a breather before he pounds the kids and the wife. How many guys have been completely relaxed with that cigarette and didn't kill somebody?
Would you like to fund that billboard campaign?
I imagine that number is astronomical. It's probably already in the millions this year. All right, what else going on in the news there, Gina?
Well, baby toys might be cute, but studies show that your baby would probably be just as happy playing with a wooden spoon.
Is that right?
Yes. If someone gives you a rattle at your baby shower, that's fine, experts say, but don't buy those baby toys yourself. They say babies don't need them, and you'll save big bucks that way. The Chicago blogger behind the site Marketing Mommy suggests skipping the toys in favor of car keys, wallets, wooden spoons. It sounds like they're about to seizure.
Yeah.
Things they shove in their mouth.
And the keys can't be that great. My daughter loved to play with keys when she was younger. But they're not that great for them.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, most keys are pretty sharp.
Yeah, and full of germs.
Yes.
Well, they also say measuring cups and old TV remotes are good. And she advises they will provide infinitely more interesting entertainment for your baby than some of those jingly Fisher-Price
toys. Yeah, I think that's right. Because, you know, when it's still... My daughter's three, and when we get her something for, you know, her birthday, we open it, and she ends up playing with the toy for about 5 minutes in the box for about 5 days.
Yep.
She loves the boxes. Yeah. She gets in the box, enjoys them. So. All right, what else going on in the news there, Jim?
Well, we have a story out of KansasCity.com involving the daughter of Westboro Baptist Church founder Fred Phelps, as she has sued the city of St. Joseph, Missouri, over its ordinance banning protests at soldiers' funerals. Now, if you're not familiar with the church's work, these are the people who have drawn harsh criticism across the country for picketing at funerals of servicemen and servicewomen.
Right.
The lawsuit asks the judge to declare the ban on their protests unconstitutional. Westboro church members who believe that God is punishing America for tolerating homosexuality, abortion, and divorce have complained that such laws banning them from protesting fallen soldiers' funerals violate their freedom of speech.
Well, can you imagine that, you know, you can imagine, you know, like being 10 years old and your father, who's a young guy, still active, he's in the military, he has to go over to Iraq, and he's over there for, you know, 10, 11, 12 months. And every night before you go to sleep, you think about, is he going to be okay?
Right.
Every morning you wake up, you say, you know, I hope he made it through the night. You think about him when you're in school, you're taking a spelling bee, you're in math class, you're in the play yard, you're at Chuck E. Cheese, you're always thinking about your dad.
Yep.
And something, unfortunately, happens and your father gets killed in the line of duty. It destroys your life. You then, you know, get the energy up to get the kids up to go to the funeral. You put a, you know, nice suit on them. Right. You're completely devastated. Not only, you know, typically financially, but emotionally, it is probably the most draining thing you could ever go through.
Right.
And most people crack under that kind of pressure. And then when all of this is all put together, then you see these a-holes.
Yep.
Protesting at that funeral.
GodHatesAmerica.com.
Yeah. I can't imagine this going on back in the 30s or 40s during, like, you know, World War One or World War Two. Those people would have been killed at the funeral. And no sheriff would arrest anybody who killed these people.
Exactly.
They would have been wiped out by all the friends. Because these guys in the military don't have just friends that are on the outside. They got friends who are in the military.
Exactly.
And when these guys show up to one of those funerals and see this, they would have ripped the heads off of these people.
Absolutely.
But now you can't because
the ACLU.
You know, the ACLU will protect them. They have their own rights. I mean, this country has gone effing ape-esque.
Well, and that's the sick part, that I think back in those days we were able to govern ourselves. I mean, there was still freedom of speech.
Yeah, a little street justice.
Well.
But this is a fascist country. There's nothing free about this country anymore.
Well, they have the freedom to, you know.
I know, but you can't smoke, you can't drink, you can't enjoy yourself. You can't talk on a cell phone. You can't text. There's so many goddamn things you can't do. You can't. This is not the free country that we all grew up in.
Well, at least Shirley Phelps can hold up a placard with her three-year-old that says fag sin on it at the funeral. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, they would protest on our campus all the time at the University of Kansas because they were just over in Topeka. And there would be a lot of people who would dress up in these sort of angel costumes just so they would have these sort of wing things that went straight up so it would block the view of these crazy people. And then they got in trouble for blocking the view.
Because
they protested every musical, every play, every symphony performance. Mm. They protested band camp. The seventh graders come to learn how to play the oboe and they're
I've seen some of your performances at that university. I would have protested too.
How dare you.
What else is going on in the news there, Gina?
Well, finally, we have a follow-up story from the Long Island doctor, Richard Batista, who is suing his estranged wife for repossession of her kidney after he donated this to her and then caught her cheating. George Lopez's wife, Ann Lopez, who once donated one of her kidneys to save George's life, has fired off a very angry statement cursing Batista for the outrageous demand he made in the media. Batista, who found found out about his wife's affair after he donated the organ, demanded his wife return the kidney or fork over $1.5 million. In the statement, Lopez says, being an organ donor is selflessly giving another person the gift of life. Organ donation is an act of compassion, humanity, and love. To ask for monetary compensation for this gift is not only illegal, but sends a highly destructive and irreparable message about living organ donation to the public. She's not happy.
This is the comedian's wife?
Yeah.
And so she's saying, you know, she probably is saying this, and I don't know, George Lopez. I met him a couple of times, so I don't know him that well. But if that marriage is not going well, this is her lob into, you better not effing pull one of these on me.
Yeah.
Because she gave him the kidney.
Exactly. And
now he can never leave.
Never. And Tim, just to add a little little fuel to the fire, you might want to Google image old Ann Lopez.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. Oh, no.
There's a couple reasons she might be saying, FYI, MF-er, you're not going anywhere for a long time.
Is she really hot or really not so hot? Oh, no. Poor George Lopez.
I've enjoyed a few late night pizzas.
No. That poor George Lopez, man. He kicked ass in comedy, blew out a kidney. Caught it was a kidney or liver transplant?
Kidney
transplant. And is now sitting there with his wife, and he knows that, you know, he's doing very well. He owns like a restaurant, he owns like, nightclubs and stuff. His money's probably rolling in. And it's tough to get out once you got her kidney.
And I'm sure she
locked you in.
Yeah, I'm sure she's delightful, but you just might want to hit that Google image.
Randy loves that. He's looking at it right now.
So hot.
Enjoying himself. Yeah. All right. Anything else going on in the news there, Gina?
What's going on?
All right. The news with Gina Grad, everybody.
The news with Gina Grad.
I got gonorrhea from Gina.
Give us 8.5 minutes and we'll fill it with words.
Okay. All right, folks. Here's a sign of the times. The Seattle Post, I may need Gina's help here. Is it the Intelligencer? Is that how you pronounce that?
Intelligencer.
Yeah.
Even
though it's spelled G-E-N-C-E-R.
Oh, I'm not familiar with that.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, point down.
All right, I am. Sophie, please. All right, so it's Seattle Post Intelligencer, right?
Yeah.
What it is, it's their L.A. Times up there, and the Hearst Corporation owns it. They used to own the Times here. But they put Seattle's oldest newspaper, the Seattle Post Intelligencer, up for sale on Friday. And if they can't find a buyer in the next 60 days, the paper, will either close or continue to exist only online.
Oh.
Newspapers are going away, gang.
Which way are they going?
They're going the way of the dodo bird.
Ah.
Which is also going the way of the dodo bird, that's saying. But if they don't come up with the cash, and by the way, doesn't have to be a major discount on this now, saying, you know, if we can't find a buyer, we're going to go out of business. You could offer, you know, I think they're looking for $14 million or so. I mean, no, the operating loss was $14 million a year. They're probably looking at, you know, 70, 80, maybe a couple hundred million dollars for this paper. But this is the first crack in what will happen to all of newspapers throughout this country. They're going out of business,
right?
You know, it's a hard time for, you know, television stations, for networks. Radio has seen better times, but radio will be around for a long, long, long time after the newspapers are gone,
right?
Because nobody reads it anymore.
Well, they already seem sort of fading into obscurity. I can picture telling my kids, you know, there was a time where you'd hear a clunk at the door and you'd open the door and there'd be a newspaper sitting there.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it already seems outdated.
Well, you know, we took calls. Well, I don't have to tell you. You were here that night.
Oh.
But we took calls one night, talking to the audience, from 18 to 34-year-olds. And we asked them if they wanted to rent an apartment or they're going to sell a car or buy a used car. Or maybe they're going to go to the movies or perhaps they're looking to buy some concert tickets or sporting event tickets, where you do all those things. And for 1 hour, between 18 and 34-year-olds called us, not one person mentioned the L.A. Times.
Nope.
Not one. So their audience is going away.
Yeah.
And it's so archaic to, you know, to walk out of your house and walk down the driveway to get old news. You know, the newspaper that's sitting, it should be called the old paper because it's not news anymore. it's sitting on the end of your driveway in a plastic bag.
Yeah.
You got to open it up. Usually there's, worms or snails or slugs, trying to get into the paper.
Shake.
Yeah, you shake it.
With the two tips of your fingers.
Yeah, then you got to throw the, and then you're all wet and then you got ink all over your hands.
Yeah.
And then you go through the newspaper and, you see an ad. Let's say you see an ad for a real estate company, or perhaps somebody does, in my case, mortgages, like Dave Harden. When you hear Dave Harden on his weekend show on KFWB between 5 and 8 p.m. This Saturday, or on this station on KLSX between 10 a.m. and noon on Sunday, you can hear his voice and you can learn something about him and about his business through listening to his radio show.
Right.
In an ad in the newspaper, you just see a man's face and a phone number. You have no connection to that whatsoever.
Yeah.
There's no audio, there's no video, there's nothing. And so I think newspapers, if you've seen it recently, the LA Times used to have a thick section of classifieds. It used to be almost, two-thirds of the paper was a big Sunday classified section. It's almost gone.
Well, and I was going to say, I think at this point, it's really just a $2.50 crossword puzzle. Because people love that crossword puzzle.
Yeah, but I think you can, get that online as well.
Oh.
But it is going away, gang. I hate to say it, but it is also partially because of the one-sided coverage that newspapers give. With the exception of, the Wall Street Journal.
Do you mean the overly conservative media?
Yeah, right. Yeah, very overly conservative. But even like USA Today, and especially the LA Times, presidents back to Richard Nixon. I have a tape of Richard Nixon complaining about the LA Times that they, were railroading him. And they go on and on and on, destroying conservative values and conservative beliefs. And then they wonder why they cut out 50% of their audience because conservatives don't read it. And then they cut out the rest of their audience because the rest of the audience is buying or is looking at online for free.
Yeah.
Who's buying a paper? There are probably most people who have the paper delivered to their house right now are probably 45 or 50 years old plus.
Absolutely.
I don't know anybody. I mean, Randy, do you have the paper delivered?
I'm probably the first generation that I have never, ever had a paper subscription. I've never even bought a paper at a newsstand.
Do they call you?
I've gotten a few calls from, would you like to subscribe to the LA Times? And I get a bunch of crap in the mail, like, sign up for the LA Times now for a quarter a week.
Right.
I don't think so.
Yeah. No, it is absolutely going
away.
Their
new thing, they like to camp out in front of grocery stores.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
There's a guy. Occasionally, there's a guy in front of Gelson saying, would you like to subscribe to the LA Times?
They follow to your car. Come on a little strong.
Some radio stations are doing better than other radio stations. But radio stations will be here long, long, long after the LA Times is gone.
Right.
There are some radio stations that don't do well in LA, and they're either sold or they're reprogrammed and they're in a different format or whatever. But they always have a buyer. I mean, if you're going to sell the lowest rated station in Los Angeles, if you want to sell it tomorrow, you could get probably, $40, $50, $60 million for it.
Even now?
Oh, yeah.
Oy.
They're always worth a lot of money. But if you want to sell the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, they put it up for sale and nobody might buy it.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Do you think you might buy it?
No, they operated at a loss. They lost, $14 million. Let's see here. The paper has been operating losses since the year 2000.
So basically what?
8 straight years of losses.
All you're doing is taking over their debt. Really?
Yeah, you're taking over their poor idea for a company.
Yeah.
And it's the newspaper.
It's very sad.
And it is sad, but it's going away, gang. So get your newspapers. And you'll no longer have to get like a newspaper of 9/11 and save that. You'll be able to just get the last one that'll probably be coming in the next couple of years and save that one.
Yeah.
Because it's
laminate
over.
It. Yeah.
It's completely over. They don't know it yet downtown. They know it in Seattle. And, everything starts on the West Coast and moves east.
Well, wasn't there a problem with the Tribune, too, the Chicago Tribune?
Yeah, the Chicago Tribune, which owns the LA Times.
Right.
They're broke.
Yeah.
Sam Zell bought the company, and he's trying to turn it around, but there's not much success.
Yeah.
The Tribune is in trouble. All these newspapers are in trouble. Every single one of them. So if you have advertising dollars, the place to put it, it's very self-serving, I'll admit that, it's either radio or television. To throw it into newspapers, that was the only place people could advertise and would advertise for a long time. It was the only game in town. But it is going away, folks. And I think that I will be alive when the last LA Times is delivered on somebody's doorstep.
Wow.
I really do. That's if I, you know, live till I'm, 65. All right, we got to take a break here. Don't forget to sign up for the big poker tournament. It is next Thursday, and you can go on the website, 971fmtalk.com, 971fmtalk.com. And when we come back, we'll do a little open phones like we'd like to do at 10 o'clock every Friday night. So if you have been trying to get in tonight, or perhaps this week, something we talked about, do you want to chime in? Or maybe we effed up, or maybe I effed up. Or perhaps you just want to say, hey, give somebody a shout-out. Totally open phones at 10 o'clock. 520-9710. That's our main number. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. You're listening to the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get complete shows from Adam Carolla, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 971fmtalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.